Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. Good, whenever you're listening, evening, morning, afternoon, whatever. Thank you for joining me on this podcast, which is special to me. It's when it first hits double digits. This is episode 10. So I want to thank everybody that's listened to them all, people that are just joining me, whoever, it doesn't matter. If you're listening to this podcast, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much. Of course, a couple housekeeping things before we even start here. Subscribe if you haven't already. Share it on all your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that, so that other people can get involved as well. Of course, this, like I said, this episode is special. It is episode 10, so the first one to hit double digits. I'm also doing an interview later with somebody who is jumping out into the music arena, who honestly should have been doing it a long time ago, but definitely a great artist. Somebody that, of course, I know you'll want to listen to and get some feedback from. So we'll go into that a little later. I'll definitely have that in here. But I do want to talk about, and I know his stance bounces in with this, I do want to talk about the importance of confidence with individuality. I think both are needed in order to succeed in this industry moving forward, not just music, but also in business, marketing, whatever you do, whatever industry you're trying to jump in and be a part of. I think individuality, confidence in the individuality is very important. Because if you're not confident in who you are, then people won't believe in who you are, if that makes sense. And in order for me to buy into you, I have to believe you. When you get up and speak, when you get up and sing, rap, whatever, when you get up and portray your brand, it has to be believable. And if you don't have confidence in that, it makes it really hard for me to believe you, period. It makes it really hard for me to, in turn, trust in your brand. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in what you're cultivating, then it makes it really, really difficult for me or anybody, not even just me, to actually believe in what you're doing and believe in who you are. Again, I apologize for the cars. This is my lunchtime walk. Anyway, that's just a huge point. If you want to be original, that's great. If you want to be this big artist, this big whatever, that's great. But you got to be believable. And you have to believe in yourself. Even if it's something off the wall, some gimmick character that you're doing, you have to believe in it. Because nobody else will believe in it if you don't, period. Nobody else is going to have that belief for you that you need to have. Now, I know a lot of that was about belief, but confidence to me is the same thing. If I believe in myself, then I'm confident in myself. To me, those two coincide. And I know you hear me talk a lot about belief. I believe belief, where your mind is of utmost importance. I truly believe that. I believe your mindset controls everything you do. I believe it has a hand in everything that you do. If you have a negative mindset, you will be negative, period. If you have a positive mindset, you will be positive, period. It's that simple. Where your mind is exactly where you will be. Fix your mind, that fixes your posture, that also in turn fixes your actions, which fixes exactly where you are in life, period. Now, it's not a overnight thing. It's not a, you fix your mind, you're automatically a new person. No, it takes action. Now, I do believe, of course, fixing your mind fixes your actions, but it's not something that happens overnight. Anyway, I want to get to my next point, which is individuality or originality, being yourself, being an individual. It's important, especially if you're trying to jump out into a new industry, any industry actually. It's okay to take things from other people. It's okay to be, I'll say this, to be inspired by other people. It's not okay to be other people. You are the only you on this earth, period. You will be the greatest you ever. But you have to be you to do that. You can't try to be, for example, if you're a rapper, you can't try to be J. Cole or try to be 2 Chainz. I don't know who would want to try to be 2 Chainz anyway. That's just me anyway. If you know my music, if you follow Cody Paul Music in any way, you know that's not my style. But anyway, you cannot be anybody else but you. You will not, I'll say this, I'll make it even a more blunt statement. You will not succeed at being anybody else but you. Period. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. You will not succeed if you're not you. That's the truth. You are the greatest you that will ever stand on this earth. You, as far as your personality, your gifts, your talents, you are needed in this earth. If you weren't needed, you wouldn't be here. Period. I truly believe that. Again, I'll say it again. You, as presently constructed, your gifts, your talents, your personality are needed in this earth. If you were not needed, you would not be here. And I think it's robbery for you to try to be somebody else. Now, again, it's not robbery to be inspired by somebody else, but I can easily be inspired, but do it my way. Just like I spoke a couple episodes before, truly motivation or inspiration motivates you and inspires you to do something, not to just think something, but to do something. So me listening to, for example, I actually like J. Cole, his flow. He actually talks about something anyway. But listening to a song doesn't be like, man, I gotta write like this. No. But it inspires me to go write. But it inspires me to write what I write, not what he does. Make sense? I truly believe that inspiration and motivation is fine, but it should inspire you and motivate you to be you, not them. And I think that's where 99% of people are failing. You're stepping out in the game trying to be somebody else. All these comedians on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, that are being local famous or Instagram famous or Facebook famous, whatever, a lot of them, when they get famous, it's when they step into being them. It's not the years that they're trying to be the other Facebook or Instagram comedians, where they're not necessarily taking content, but being inspired, but doing what that person is doing. No, it's when they actually figure out what works for them, break off into that and do that, is when they blow up on these social media outlets, and when they now start touring and everything like that, because they figured out who they are. You won't make it in life until you figure out who you are, period. All right, family. Again, like I said, this is a special podcast. This is episode 10, but this is also an interview with somebody that I consider a friend, but a great singer as well. He's coming out with new music soon. Of course, his stage name is Abe, so y'all give it up for him. Just a couple of quick questions just so y'all can get to know him. Well, Abe, just where are you from and who are your influences?
Okay, so I'm originally from West Palm Beach, Florida. Moved to Conyers, Georgia, when I was like, 12? Man, my musical influences, everything mostly, but the biggest things that influence like what sound I want to go for are urban music, reggae, gospel, and soul music.
Lit. So you don't see yourself pretty much boxed into one particular genre. You just see yourself just being you, if that makes sense.
Man, yeah, like, what are genres, you know?
They're boxes. But anyway, No, I want you for a second. It don't have to be long, but I know earlier on the podcast I talked about the importance of being confident in who you are and your individuality. So speak to that for a second.
Is very important and is very needed. What I, you know, just speaking from a personal standpoint, what I find is that knowing yourself is like the biggest treasure. Like, you're your biggest treasure. And it's like, it's funny because growing up, when you grow up in environments or in situations where people don't know how to nurture that because of a certain type of society and a certain type of mindset, it's hard for you to really accept who you are and become the best you. It's funny, my vocal coach, the great David Faison, you know, he always says, you know, I want you to be the best you that you can be. And so literally, when you find who you are, there's never going to be another you. Nobody's looking for the next MJ. Nobody's looking for the next Beyonce because they already did what they did. But nobody's going to be you. Nobody's going to sound like you. Nobody's going to sing like you or have your voice. So you just you find that treasure, which is yourself. And that's, you know, that's how you stay true to who you are, you know. And so, yeah.
And I know you actually just stepped into everything I said. But anyway, it's the main point I brought up is that nobody is going to be a better you than you. Mm-hmm. And you are needed. Your personality, your gifts, your talents, your contribution to the earth is needed. If you weren't needed, you wouldn't be here.
You're right.
So that's what I brought up earlier. But tell the people what you're currently working on and what they can expect from you in the future.
Lord have mercy. Okay, so I do have a few songs that I plan on recording very soon. I've also been writing some stuff, been getting into songwriting more. There's actually a few friends of mine who I'm actually writing songs for. A new friend of mine who this amazing man right here introduced me to. Shout out to Greg. You know, he kind of, you know, really like brought up that whole songwriting thing. You know, he was just like, you know, so are you trying to get into songwriting? I'm like, yeah, you know, that's, you know, so, you know, he's just like, that's lit. You know, let me, you know, we'll work. Just let me hear, you know, so it's, I'm just excited about that. Just entertainment period with acting, you know, like getting more into that. Man, this summer I really plan on getting my butt to Atlanta a lot and, you know, just, you know, answering casting calls, getting my entertainment page up, trying to build a team of people, you know, who, you know, are available, you know, see my vision, see, you know, my talent and really want to push me, you know, to get to that level I'm trying to get to. So just really taking that step. And one thing I'm doing different this year, and I've seen because it's like I feel like I'm getting so much further than I have. But one thing I said that I was going to do was I wasn't going to talk about it. You know, I wasn't going to make it a big deal. I was just going to do it. So doing it without saying has gotten me so much further. So, yeah.
And see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Just getting out there and doing it and not worried about consequences and any of that. I mean, we're all going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
We cannot be afraid of failure. I think that is one of the top reasons why people are never successful, because they're afraid to fail. Exactly. They're afraid to put their neck out there. But those are the people that end up succeeding because they learn from their failures. They learn from all of that and they end up succeeding.
Yes, sir.
So with that, let them know where to find you on social media or whatever. And if you have anything, any specific dates, then just give them that as well as far as stuff coming out.
OK, so you can find me for IG. Sam Valley with two M's,
uh-huh.
Sam_Valley. On Snapchat, it's Abe_Valley, A-B-E. And on Facebook, of course, it's Abram S. Malcolm. There is no L in the C-O-M. I have one song. And it's funny, I was about to say fan page. I ain't wrong. There's an entertainment page. No, I don't, we don't have fans. There's entertainment page that I plan on bringing up June 1st specifically. There's a song that I'm recording. I don't want to give a specific day, because I just kind of wanted to pop that thing out there, like, boom, here y'all go. Entertainment, acting, you know, really trying to get into that. But it's funny because Pastor Mike, the pastor at our church, was just talking about finding, you know, the doors open to you and going with that. And so far, it just seems like, so far as the entertainment is concerned, there's just been so many opportunities popping up for me to just gain experience and gain wisdom. So those are some things that you can look forward to seeing me doing.
Cool. So y'all know in June, just don't look for the song. He's just going to throw it at y'all. Anyway, well, brother, I appreciate you. I hope that y'all, you know, get more interested. Go to his pages. He's a very interesting person. More interesting than me. Anyway. But yeah, and he's, very good guy, good at what he does. So just go to those different pages. I'll even drop some links when I actually publish this podcast. So just make sure to go check that out. And love you guys. Special thanks to everybody for listening to the podcast. Again, subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure to follow on all social media. Of course, on Twitter, I am Cody Paul. On Instagram and Facebook at Cody Paul Music. So make sure to check it out there. Share on all social media as well. Again, I love you. I thank you guys for listening. Share, subscribe. I can't thank you enough. Love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.